Up next on American Restoration.
You guys know what this thing is? What it is a foot x-ray machine.
Is that thing actually leaking right now, radiation?
We have no idea.
What is that?
Like a Tommy gun.
Well, that's an apple peeler core from 1889.
This thing's pretty wild for just corn apples.
You could lose a hand.
Half my tools is in your box.
Where you going?
I can't get my work done without my damn tools.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Just set that right there. Looks like a gun. Why don't you, what is that?
Like a Tommy gun.
Well, that's an apple peeler core from a long time ago. This has 1889 stamped on it.
Oh, that's old.
I came to Rick's Restoration to get my antique apple peeler core restored. It was my grandmother's, and she used to use it to can their apples. I teach first grade, and at school, they give out apples, whole apples, about every couple weeks, and the students just throw them away. And I thought, hey, I got this apple peeler core. If I could take it to school, I'm sure it would work to get them to eat their apples.
Do you know how it works?
Well, an apple goes on here.
Okay.
Crank it.
Oh, cool.
Peels it, and then spits it out. When it's working right, you can go through a bushel in 10 minutes.
Wow. Just
crank, crank.
This thing is real cool. It's got gears, cranks, blades. It's a great example of old Industrial Revolution machinery.
Kitchen stuff now doesn't even last a year. This thing here being 120, 130 years old and to still be actually functioning.
Right.
I mean, they built this stuff to keep forever and ever and ever.
No plastic, you know, it's all metal and wood.
Right, no junk. Before this invention, they had to peel apples by knife.
Right.
You know, peel them like that.
Right.
This thing there, they could, you know, make pie all day long.
Yep.
Back in the day, you probably wouldn't have found one of these in every American kitchen. But I'll tell you what, if you were in a remote part of the country, you either had one or wanted one.
As far as restoration cost, total, I'm looking probably right around $600.
I can do that. That sounds all right.
Okay, Mark, we're good to go?
Sure.
The design of this machine is amazing. It may not look pretty now, but when we're done with it, it's gonna sparkle.
Ron's gonna take that down there and get it worked on.
I can't wait to get this to school and watch the students' reaction when they see this working. Everyone's gonna want an apple every day now.
Oh, yeah. Cowboy and I are gonna take apart the apple core. It's small, but complicated.
I'm gonna take that wheel off the front of it.
If we break this down, we gotta bag and label all these small pieces, so it'll be easier to put back together after everything's been cleaned and painted.
You got me? Got my nose? Profile? There you go. I will sign that for you, glossy.
We ain't got no wrenches in here except big wrenches. I'm tired of looking for my damn tools. There's so many moving parts on this thing, I can't imagine trying to put it back together. Kyle's gonna have fun doing it by himself. Kyle!
What the hell?
One of the greatest things of this job is people bringing in stuff that I've never seen before.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good.
Everybody in Vegas knows Lou. He buys crazy stuff and flips it for a profit. What is this thing?
What it is a foot x-ray machine where you get your size of your feet the correct way.
Huh.
I doubt it. There's a handful in the country. I did a lot of research. People don't even know what I'm talking about. So I came to Rick's Restoration today to have a shoe-fitting x-ray machine restored because I believe it'll make me a couple of good bucks.
So they have these things inside the shoe stores?
Inside the shoe store, right. They claim you got a perfect fit.
They could literally see your feet, like, you know, in an x-ray. You could see them moving and everything as you look down inside.
They could see the
bones. It was like alive. Right.
And they thought it was a great idea at the time.
Yeah.
Until they realized to expose somebody to radiation as much as they did in them days.
Yeah.
Who knows?
My question is that thing actually leaking radiation? We don't know, do we?
We don't have no idea.
A lot of vintage machinery did not have the same health restrictions that we do now. They didn't realize how damaging x-rays really were until the 50s and 60s. And by then, they stopped using these shoe-fitting machines. I mean, they were just an advertising gimmick. So, how do you want me to restore this?
I'd like to restore it back to mint condition where she really stands out and hits you like a sore thumb.
This thing was definitely a flashy piece. The wood's actually in good shape. It's not rotted. We'll redo the veneer on the side. All this will be all chrome and polished. Total restoration cost on this is right around $4,700.
I know how your work is and what you do, and I think it's more than worth it.
All right, Lou, let's go inside, and we'll do some paperwork, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much. I've been to a lot of places and collectibles, and I've never seen anything like this before, and I just can't wait to see it in mint condition, and I make some good cash.
Where's my hammer? This ain't my hammer. Where the hell's my hammer? Kyle! Kyle and I work together a lot. He might have taken my hammer by mistake. Either way, I'm gonna give him hell if I find out he's got it. Kyle!
What's up?
Have you seen my hammer?
No, I haven't seen that piece of hammer.
Bradley's gotta have it. Bradley! I'm looking for my hammer. You got it?
No, I don't got it.
You sure?
People think because I'm the low man on the totem pole, think I'm dumb or something.
Half my tools is in your box.
I mean, I know it's mine. I have my own toolbox, and there's tools in it. Where you going?
I can't leave without getting my work done. But I can't get my work done without my damn tools.
Before I start tearing this x-ray machine down, I need to get a specialist in to take a look at it. Radiation is serious. I don't even want to plug this thing in until I get this thing checked out. I mean, I don't want Cowboy growing an extra toe or something.
Hey.
Hey, Rick. Good
how you doing,
again.
Phil?
So I came out to test the foot x-ray machine to see how much radiation is being given off. Since I'm going to be close to the machine, I'm going to be wearing a protective apron made out of a material that stops x-rays. I'm also going to be wearing a thyroid shield and leaded glass. So I shouldn't be exposed to any high-level radiation to sensitive areas.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I need to make sure this thing's not giving off radiation. If it is, I got to get Lou back down here and tell him I'm out. I am not endangering my staff. All right, we're all clear then. Earlier today, a guy brought in an x-ray shoe fitting machine. Before I can restore this thing, I really need to get it checked out and make sure that it's safe so that none of my guys get hurt. So we're gonna get it looked at and have it tested for radiation.
Good luck.
Thanks. When we turn this on, we don't know how far this field's gonna extend, how far it's gonna go.
All right, we're all clear then.
It's safer to come back in.
So what's up?
All right, so I put a detector really close to the x-ray source, and the reading actually went above what my meter reads.
So you're saying it went off the scale of this thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Holy crap. So how's this thing compared to like an x-ray tech and what he gets shot with every day?
It was giving me twice what a radiation worker should get a year per hour.
A year per hour. Wow, that's a lot.
So while you're restoring it, you want to make sure it's not plugged in.
Right.
Because it will produce radiation.
Okay, it's the on part that's the biggest
deal. That's correct.
Thank you very much for coming out, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Okay.
Man, am I glad I got this thing looked at. Apparently, if we don't turn this thing on, it won't produce any unsafe levels of radiation.
Today I'm working on this antique apple core. It's got little precision parts and gears, so we can't sandblast it because that'll really screw it up. So I'm going to take all these little parts and put them in the bead blaster. I use little beads of glass. It takes it off pretty good.
This apple core requires a ton of attention to detail. Not only does it have to look beautiful, it has to work 100% correctly. Otherwise, the customer is not gonna be happy.
Okay, before you start painting this, on all the gears, we're not gonna be able to get a lot of paint on. They rotate real, real fast, and I don't wanna tear the paint off. Something little like this, where you gotta get every nook and cranny without running something, it's almost impossible.
Good thing I'm awesome.
While the paint's drying on the apple core, Kyle and Cowboy are going to work on tearing down the X-ray shoot fitter.
Adrian Special, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My main goal when tearing this machine down is to get whatever produces the radiation out. That way, if Cowboy flips a switch, nobody will get hurt.
Let's get some wild ass back here.
Oh, what do we have here? Secret compartment.
Gotcha.
I'm almost free?
It's free.
Check it out.
Sirica, type S.
This thing is scary looking. I'm pretty sure this is what produces the radiation in this machine. I'll be right back, Cowboy. I'm gonna go give this to Rick so he can put it away.
Now don't break it. I gotta take off the old veneer on this X-ray machine because it's all cracked, so I can replace it with the new.
I think it's hot quick, huh?
So I gotta use an iron to heat it up, loosen up the glue a little bit so I can scrape it off. It's basically just like taking off old wallpaper, so it's a lot friggin' harder.
Dad, I got this fruit.
Kyle and Jeff reassembled this apple core. I had Tyler go get a big bag of apples so I can start testing this thing.
You're gonna stick the apple here, and then when you turn it, it's actually gonna peel it.
There are so many moving parts, there's a chance we might need to readjust this thing.
It's not spinning.
It's really not gonna spin. Oh yeah, there we go. Oh snap.
You're making a mess. Go there. Boom, out comes the apple.
Woo! Oh! Yowza. All right, now that
was a lot better than your apple.
I have no idea what's going on right now. Everything seems to be right, but it's just not working properly.
This guy's coming. What he remembered, he'd stick it on there and they could do a whole bushel of apples in a few minutes.
It's tough to know exactly what something like this needs. We can try making a few adjustments to the mechanism.
Go.
But we may need to just put a little bit more muscle into it.
Don't worry, I got it. Oh! You got that one good.
Broke it.
You broke the peeler?
Yeah, broke it.
Oh, yeah?
Broke an arm off.
Sure enough.
Definitely not the way you do that, huh?
No.
I'm so glad my dad broke this, not me. If this was me, it would have been coming out of my paycheck. Nice to be the boss, I guess.
All right, so we'll take this off, we'll weld this piece on, and then we'll rebend these and start over again. All right?
I don't care.
You're so sarcastic.
While my dad puts this thing back together again, I'm gonna go give these apples to someone who'll be happy we made a lot of mistakes.
There you go.
Cowboy found a couple of his lousy tools in my toolbox. But I don't get why he took my whole toolbox. That's not cool. How'd you take my tools?
Bradley, is any of them yours?
No, I just grabbed
them. Why are they in your box?
To fill it up.
Bradley barely knows what a hammer does. You never even used one of these. What the hell is this in your box for?
You don't know. See, all those are mine.
If you can name three of these tools, you can have your toolbox back.
All right.
First tool.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's a piston groove cleaner. What is this?
It's a holder.
Strike two. It's a gear puller. What is this?
What is it?
My tools, my toolbox. Go away. You never touch a man's tools without his permission.
This apple core has been a big challenge for us, but it's finally ready for Mark to come pick it up. I really hope that he's blown away by it, but more importantly, I hope it works.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Excited. I want to see what my apple peeler looks like.
Yeah.
I came to Rick's today, pick up my apple peeler core. Ever since I've had it, it's been rusted looking and old and beat up.
You ready?
All right, let's do it. Wow. Is that the same thing I've dropped off?
There it is.
You're a magician. This was the original pieces? I mean, they look brand new.
Everything on here is original. Nut and bolt, spring, everything's original. You literally can take stuff back down to its shine, and that's what we did to every one of these things. Dolled it up by pinstriping inside here where you can see the patent number. I made a new blade here. Just put a piece of stainless in there and sharpened it like a razor. It's quite the marvel. Every little arm and every little cog has a reason for it's on there. This thing's pretty wild for just corn apples.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been waiting almost 20 years to see this work again, you know.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah.
Mark wants this apple core to work just like it did back in the 1800s. I know it looks pretty now, but if it doesn't work, he won't pay for it, and we will have wasted a lot of time and money.
Let me try it.
Okay.
All right.
Boom!
Nice. That's nice. And you can tell you've been doing this for. That's an awesome job.
Thanks, yeah.
That thing just did the whole thing. You can't go slow. You went fast and it just spit it right out.
It works. It was an old piece of machinery. Now it's a piece of art. A functional piece of art. That's super. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
When I take this to the class, the kids are going to love seeing how this works. And have the apple without a peel and a core is going to make them even want to eat it more.
This X-ray shoe fitter was a ton of work and was very scary in the beginning. We had to get this thing tested to see if it was leaking radiation before we could even open it up. Because it would have been dangerous getting this thing working again, we had to find a way to spruce this thing up.
How'd it go, man?
So I had my brother Ron go pick up something to really throw this thing over the top.
It wasn't easy. I got what you're looking for.
Where'd you get him?
Just had to call in some favors. Just that's all you need to know.
Holy crap.
He has two left feet. That's what he looks like he's got.
Sure these are your feet? Looking.
They are, just like your nasty feet.
They're too small for my feet. Those are little feet.
All right, dude, these are perfect. These are exactly what I'm looking for. Awesome job, you the man.
Don't ever forget it.
Steal my tools, I'll show his ass. Bradley won't get this box now. Bradley!
What's up?
He ain't touching that toolbox no more.
This X-ray shoe fitter wasn't your typical restoration. Now that we got this thing all packed up, it's time to get it over to Lou.
Ready?
I just can't wait to see my X-ray machine. I've been so excited anticipating it because I know that Rick is a top restorer. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. How you doing, Rick? Yeah, your sister's here?
Yeah, you called.
Oh, that's great.
Here I come. You ready?
Yeah, I'm more than ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I can't be any more ready here.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that is... beautiful. I could use a few expletives, but I won't. It is fantastic. That is some piece of work. Rick, you're a true genius.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boy, what did you have to do to it to get it this beautiful?
We really had to take the base of this thing and totally redo it. It literally had to be stripped all the way down. This was all actually the same color at one time, so we ended up making it blonde.
Outstanding.
This piece actually had paint on it, so we sent it to the chrome shop. You can see it's all been totally re-chromed.
Belongs in a museum. It was just phenomenal. It looks like it was just came out of the factory. Does it work or doesn't it work?
Why don't I just, hold on, I'll show you, okay?
Who's gonna put their foot in there?
You.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. I'm anticipating it not being working because of the radiation, but that would all be a plus if it did work.
Ron, can you plug it in?
Yes, I can.
You're hot.
Okay. I'm only gonna give you a little jolt, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna turn it on.
Oh, there's your feet.
Yeah, I'll be damned. I think that's cool.
I want to know what's going on with your big toe.
We just put a regular light bulb inside of it instead of the radioactive bulb. And then we got a couple x-rays of feet, and we slid it between the glass where you would have normally put your feet, and it x-rayed through and you saw it. So now really what you see is an x-ray.
Amazing. Totally amazing.
I wanted to give you that full effect. This is definitely the weirdest thing I've ever done, for sure.
Oh, so proud. You guys, you do a hell of a job, boy.
Both. Thank you.
I'm just overwhelmed that I can't praise him enough for the job he's done. He's truly a master.
Look what I have. It's an apple peeler and a core. Does this thing look old or new?
New!
It looks new, but it's actually over 100 years old. One person puts the apple on, one person cranks.
Yeah! That one did it good.
Who wants to eat this apple? Hold on. Take a couple more off. Need more? Oh, that was perfect.